Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. We appreciate you this morning taking time to listen to the program. We thank God for you and trust that you will be blessed to the Lord today. We want to remember to pray for your needs this morning. Invite you to church, to be in the house of God today. And don't stay at the house. Don't stay at home. Get out and go to the house of God. You need the fellowship. You need the presence of God. You need to know the other saints of God going through the same thing you are, and that God is helping them. So you meet in church today here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Invite you to come Sunday school at 10 o'clock, worship service 10:45, then back at night at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then 7 on Wednesday. And we invite you to come and be with us anytime that you can and to be in the house of God. You don't have a church home, you come and visit. God might want you here, he might not. You just follow the Holy Spirit of God. And so it's good to be here this morning. I want to send it out to all the shut-ins that are not able to come out to be in the house of God. Trust to be a real blessing to your heart today. And I want to send it out to those that's lost loved ones. Send it out to the Parrish family, Cecil and Ann. Remember, their brother passed away. So remember to pray for these folks today that God would help them and touch them this morning, and others that need prayer this morning, lost loved ones, and some that are in the hospital. Remember to pray for those today that's going through struggles in their life. They have problems, and they have cares, and they have things that's bothering them daily. And remember to pray for these folks that God would help them and give them strength. And he made a promise that he would as they looked to him for that strength and that grace this morning. So it's good to be here. Thank God for the privilege we have to come before the microphone again and try to bring to you the Word of God this morning. Try to be a help and a blessing out of your heart today. And so I trust you're feeling good in the Lord this morning. Be a good day to get up and go to church now. Good day to get in the house of God. You can shop any day of the week. Amen. I tell you, get in the Lord's house. Day of rest. Take it easy today. Take it easy and rest. And God rested on the Sabbath, and he meant for us to rest on the Lord's day. And the world's forgetting that. It's just 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. The world's just cruising right along their merry way. But I tell you, you ought to think about the Lord this morning. And he's the one that is able to save to the uttermost those who are coming to Christ by him. And so you come today in the house of God, you be there in your place. So you pray for the program today that God would bless it, supply the need of it. You have a Spirit of God to preach as we open the Word of God this morning. This old King James Bible is still relevant. It's still true. It's never changed, never will. And it's still powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, bones and marrow, and able to discern the intents of the heart. It's a powerful word this morning. No wonder the devil don't like it. No wonder he's trying to change it. No wonder he's trying to discredit it. Amen. Because it's so powerful. The Word of God is what withstood Satan when he tempted Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and said, "It is written." It is written. He went to the Word of God to rebuke the devil with. That'd be a good idea for us to do. Amen. Go to the Word of God and rebuke old Satan as he tries to tempt us and carry us aside with him. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Pray. We have some songs. Open the Word of God over to 2 Corinthians. I hope it'll be a help to you today. Father, as we bow in your holy and divine presence this morning, thank you for this day. The privilege, Lord, to open the Word of God and try to be a help and a blessing to those that listen today. Lord, if there's somebody that's lost this morning, somebody needs a Savior, somebody needs to turn their heart and their life over to you this morning. And Lord, look unto you, all ye ends of the earth. It's for everybody this morning. And I praise you for that. But I pray for that when the Lord is lost. God, help them to wake up this morning, see their need of a Savior. Lord, for that that's away from you, somebody out there has been drifting out into sin. They've gotten cold and indifferent on the things of God. They've gotten rebellious against the Word of God and the Spirit of God. They've got unfaithful to the house of God. And I pray, God, that you'd help them today to get back in line with you and to speak to that heart this morning. Know that you still love them and you will forgive. Lord, you made a statement. If we confess it, you'd forgive it. I thank you for that. Now have your way. Touch the sick, the suffering, these that are bereaved this morning. God, comfort their hearts. Know what it is to lose a loved one. I pray just give them strength and grace for this day. Have your way, and in Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. This morning we're going to have some songs today. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you. You listen to the words now as they sing.
In the days of creation, God spoke this world to be. By his word, the heavens were made, and he gathered up the sea. He is the beginning and the end, the Almighty One. And anything God says, when he says it's done, says it's done. In days of my confusion, his will I seek to find, 'cause I know his plans and purposes will stand throughout time. But sometimes the answer seems easier said than done. But anything God says, when he says it's done,
amen. That's the truth. God spoke and it came into existence. God just says it and it's done. Amen. I appreciate that this morning. I'm glad we've got a God that's able to do anything. And he's a God of all creation. Amen. And God said, and God made, and God made, and God created. Now, God is God that done it. They've tried to discredit it. They tried to bring some of the theory into play. But what God said it, it's done. Amen. He did it. He made it. He spoke it into existence. It's God that does that. He don't have to have anything to make something out of. Now, man's got to have something to make something out of. He's got to use something God's already made to make something. But God's not that way. He don't have to have anything. He just speaks and it's done. It's made. It's complete. Amen. So I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Thank God for a God that's able to do abundantly over more than above we could ask or think. You listen to another one now as they sing.
Peace. winds are gone. The wind seems to blow. No matter how dark may be the night, everything will be alright when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul.
Can do that. You can speak peace to that soul this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 today. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, once again, we invite you to church this morning. Be with us in the house of God this morning here at Mountain View Baptist Church in Tryon, Georgia. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. It'll be a blessing to you today as you listen to him preach. And so you come and be with us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house or this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the deeds done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also made manifest in your conscience. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, that give you occasion to glory in our behalf, that ye may somewhat have to answer them that glory in appearance and not in heart. But whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. Now, Paul is writing here to the church at Corinth, writing them concerning some things. I want to preach this morning just a few minutes on the subject of some things we do. Some things we do, found here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Some things that we do. And the Bible said, for we do know that if our earthly house or this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We know that. We do know that. Amen. We do know that if we leave this life, we've got an earthly tabernacle left behind, and we've got a heavenly tabernacle, a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We know that. And so this tabernacle is going to be dissolved one day. We know that. So we do know that we've got something better on ahead of us this morning. You do know that this morning. You're not just hoping for that. You know that. If you're saved by God's grace, if the Holy Spirit is dwelling in your heart today, you know these things. You know that you've got a better place. You know. For in this we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Boy, that's a lot of hope for a child of God. Eternal in the heavens. Now, we're geared to think in years. We're geared to think in months and days and minutes and hours and seconds and all these things. That's what we understand. That's what we do. But we do know that we're going to have a house not made with hand, eternal in the heavens. And so it's going to be an eternal home for all the children of God that are saved by God's grace. Amen. And so we do know that. We do know we've got a better place. And so you may be going through some things today that may have you down in the mouth and may have you disappointed, and things are coming your way that you don't understand. But I'm telling you this morning, listen, God knows what we're going through with, and we know that if we leave this life and we depart this life, we've got a better place to go. We do know that this morning. We do know that this morning. And then something else here in verses 2. Something else we do know. We do know that we groan. We do know that we've got burdens. Amen. The Bible said where we in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that been clothed, we should not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Hey, we do know we've got burdens this morning. We do know we're carrying something sometimes it seems too heavy to carry. But we do know we've got a place to carry that burden. We do know there's an altar that we can place that burden upon this morning. We do know we've got a help for the grace of God. And he said, casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. He does care this morning. I want to let you know this morning, we do know that Jesus cares. We've read the story. We've read the biography of the Son of God. We've read his life story. That little part that God lets us know in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We do know that we've got a Savior that cares about us today. He's got compassion. He cares. He wept. He cried. Amen. He had burdens. He hurt. He got tired and all these things. And he did all that for us. And because of our burdens, we can look to him this morning and find strength for our burdens. How do we know? Because he's in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Yes, sir. We do know how we got burdens this morning. We do know that we're groaning and we're travailing in pain together until now, waiting for the redemption of the body, for the Lord Jesus to come back. We're groaning because we've got burdens to carry. It's not anything wrong with carrying a burden this morning, but I tell you, it's wrong not to cast it upon the Lord. It's wrong to not to go to him with it. We go to him with a burden that we have because he's able to carry it. He's got shoulders big enough to carry the burdens that we're faced with every day. And